I'm very thankful to the jury. I'm thankful to Judge Smith. I'm thankful to the DA's office for seeing that this individual, Mr. Ginn, pays for for his actions and faces the consequences that he should face. And I think 90 years is a reasonable and logical sentence.
This is an incident, as we visited when it happened, that it doesn't happen very often. What's been the residual effect since the shooting's taken place, based on your observations from the department as a whole and as you've observed the comeback of the officer who was hit?
I think you know, we've carried on like we always do. I think initially it's always a little bit stunning in our profession when an officer gets shot, and we're, by the way, very lucky not to the officer Bravo wasn't killed, obviously. So it jolts us when it occurs. But I think the Officer Bravo has been very resilient, and I think the department as a whole has been very resilient.
You have seen this happen on occasion throughout your law enforcement career in various locations. I'm guessing this is the first time it happened since you've been in Bryan. Sort of a follow-up observation on how well the officer and the department has responded to this incident.
Well, I think that everyone's professionalism has really shined through, and you know, I think the officers are grateful to the outcome this week. I know there was a number of us up at the court, so I think the part again has responded with professionally, as I would expect them to, and as they always do.
And then moving on, what's the message to the community?
We appreciate the community of Bryan and all the support we get from the vast majority of our citizens, and we appreciate all their support, and we will continue to provide professional police services to this city.
Anything else that I missed that we need to share about this?
I don't think so. We're pleased with the outcome.